Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, clips time, day earlier than usual, of course, because of the live football. And we start with Alan Brazil taking a World Cup-related call.
Steve has called us in on 08717. 22-33-44. He's a Colombian fan in Manchester. Steve, a very good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning to you, gents.
How can you be a Colombia fan?
I'm Colombian.
That would do it. I think
that's a reasonably fair thing to do.
That would do it, yeah.
And here he is again, continuing with the big game build-up.
Are you hopeful tonight? Look, we don't know about Rodriguez. We don't know if Hamas plays or not, but...
I don't think Hamas are playing. That's probably the CONIFA World Cup. I think they'll see Hamas play.
Really.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Alan was also keeping an eye on England's potential opponents in the quarterfinals.
If England do win tonight, and I expect them to beat Colombia, Switzerland or Swiss? I think Sweden.
Well, he's sticking his neck out there.
Sort of that's three teams, isn't it?
No, Switzerland or Swiss, and he's gone with Sweden.
Back to Alan later, but let's move on to Stuart Pearce with his latest new turn of phrase.
Spain can just dictate the tempo of the game, and it's a walk in the grass for them. It really is.
It's just a walk in the grass. Of course it is.
What happened to the park?
I don't know. Well, there's grass in the park.
Well, I suppose there is, yeah.
Now, this is Georgie Bingham with a word from one of our fine sponsors.
And we are brought to you by Just Eat. Give Red Cooking the card this weekend. Order your takeaway tonight.
Get Red Cooking. What's Red Cooking?
You only use tomatoes.
Thai red curry, I would imagine. Yeah, the Red Cooking the card. Nice.
Now, you may recall the Moose doing this last week.
Hey, I'm a fan of bloke from Morocco. Hang on, just bear with me 2 seconds, boy. You're from Morocco?
China.
Thailand, okay.
I think he said China.
He does say China.
Thailand. Anyway, he was at it again this week.
Kenny, where are you from, Kenny? Russia, yeah?
I'm not Russian, so I'm from West Africa.
Yeah, an easy mistake to make.
we've all made that mistake.
He can spot the old Moroccan, Chinese, Russian, West African fans there at the World Cup.
This is Mike Parry now, struggling with the word frittata.
Really cooked. Is it called a trafata or something?
Excuse me?
Is it a trafata? No, honestly, or taffeta or...
Taffeta. He's having a ball gown made. I do love a bit of trafata. I'm not eating that, Mike, whatever it is.
Has that effect on me anyway?
Now, this is Fisherman's Blues, yeah. And Nigel Botherway recalling an old mate.
You've just reminded me of another name. Somebody I used to stay with. Do you see Ray Bowes? Do you know Ray Bowes?
No.
He had a guest house.
Yeah, I knew Ray Bowes.
Did you know Ray Bowes, Andy?
I did. He was always very, very bad-tempered.
Really bad-tempered, was he? What did you call him?
Irritable Bowes.
Come on.
Thank you.
I'll swing him in like Kieran Trippier. You can nod him in like Harry.
Good old Ray.
Irritable Bowes. And staying with Ray's, here's Ray Parler ahead of Saturday's big game.
Would you make changes for that England team going against Swindon?
Well, I would. No. I'd put out the second string. No disrespect to Swindon. There's no easy games in the World Cup.
I'm guessing
that might be.
Definitely.
Yeah.
This is a former England keeper Chris Kirkland chatting about the current crop.
You don't hammer a fellow goalkeeper, not when you're a goalkeeper yourself. That's just, it's a written rule.
Is it? Where's it written?
This is a manual, I believe.
It'll be in the goalkeeper's handbook, yeah. Won't it? Because there's no point having an unwritten rule, is there? Because it's not worth the paper it isn't written on.
Very true, exactly.
So next, it's Vinnie Jones on Breakfast chatting to Stuart Pearce.
But I've been working with a great actor, Malcolm McDowell. I'm sure you're a fan of Clockwork Orange, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, not sure he is.
No, I don't think he is.
Not sure he liked it.
I reckon he's seen it.
Thought it was a touch violent, I think, Stu. He wouldn't have liked that. Well, blokes in bowler hats. But it must be odd, mustn't it, really? I wonder what Malcolm McDowell does when Vinny comes in on the first day of filming. Does he cut his suit up and set light to his shoes? I think he does.
Probably does, actually.
Yes, yeah, you like it.
And finally, as promised, Alan previews another mouth-watering World Cup clash.
Brazil against Mexico. For the 41st. What am I talking about? I've had a blank there.
You've had a drink.
2 pints of blank, please, mate. Over here. There we are. There was your clips of the week. Thanks to everybody who sent in clips that were played. They were Dendelion. I'm not going to say Dendelion. You should have written it separately, different if you want me to say that. You should have put a D there Dendelion. And then the word lion. Roger in Durham. Oh, Moz.
Roger, yeah.
Pete Pelham. Stig Newtonson, I've got to be careful with these. Fergus from Froome, Sal Army, oh goodness.
Sal
D Army. Reynolds, Marcus France, Elephant, that's not even clever. Elephant, what are you, five? Laura the Gooner, thank you, Laura. David Clark, Juan Man Band, oh, slightly better than Elephant.
Yeah.
And Blind Dave Healy, all suggested clips that were played today.
He never puts Arnold Anderson in there for some reason. I don't know why. It's very important.
Arnold, he's on the payroll.
He does come up with some very good clips.
Mind that again.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.